Thank you, Ms. Moderator. I'm Meltem Giritli, and I'm representing Western Thrace Minority University Graduates Association as a member of the Turkish Minority in Western Thrace, Greece. Dear participants, the Turkish minority has long suffered from segregation policies of Greece during the 1970s and 1980s, Turks in Western Thrace were restricted from conducting business, getting a driver's license, or purchasing property. The aim of these policies was summarized by the words of a high-ranked Greek official that recently have been revealed in secret state archives. When all the properties of the Turks are taken away, Turks will leave Western Thrace. This has been the approach of Greece towards the Turkish minority for decades. Maybe it's even today, because it's evident that today Western Thrace is one of the most underdeveloped regions of Greece and the EU. The Turkish minority is economically the most disadvantaged community in Western Thrace, as migration to Western European countries is quite high among Turkish youth. According to states, archives, Greek population in Western Thrace has been boosted by secret national loans for decades, when the Turkish minority has been victim of discrimination and poverty. Restrictions were abolished in the mid of 1990s. However, legacy of socio-economic isolation that created developmental and capital gap between the Turkish minority and Greek majority affect the current situation of Western Thrace. This fact blocked the Turkish minority benefiting from many EU funds even today. A simple tour in Turkish villages would demonstrate a rigid segregation in terms of infrastructure between minority and majority settlements. Today in Greece, of 2023, around 600 Turkish students at Minority High School of Xanthi receive education in an old tobacco warehouse, since a new school building is not provided by the state. It should be noted that the Turkish minority are Greek citizens and taxpayers.